do you call a small porch that may have no roof?
A patio.
Okay. What do you call a small fenced area next to a barn where the cows might be enclosed before milking?
A lot.
A lot?
Okay. What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones?
Rock wall.
Okay.
What I said, the end.
What do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top for carrying water or milk in?
Bucket.
Okay. And how about the same thing if it's made out of metal?
Pail.
Would you call it pail? Okay. What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Frying pan.
Okay.
Skillet is what you call that. You know, little light ones.
That's
frying
pan.
Well, what's the difference between a skillet and frying pan?
Well, a skillet is solid iron.
Yeah, the solid iron, and then there's a
frying pan.
Frying pan is a little bit of tin, kind of, you know, it's a little metal. I'm a little light. Really light on.
I'll show you.
Okay, good. I'd like
that. That little bit of one, I think it's got some taters in it. I didn't wash it a while ago. Well, I turned over a pot of bacon and sauce, little breakfast sauce. Me and my first second husband a lot of time that little thing.
That's in glass the lifetime, don't they?
Huh?
That's in glass the lifetime.
That's a skillet.
All right, this is the big one. It's the skillet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is the heavy one.
And this here just...
That's a frying pan.
Yeah.
Frying pan or a skillet, we call them.
Well, that's interesting. Have you ever heard these things called a spider? Have you ever heard that? I think maybe a spider was something that had legs on it that people used to put on the fire.
Oh, that's an old oven, I guess.
I had a friend of mine, before my first husband died, she'd put it in the fireplace and put her bread in there and put the lid on it. Had legs on it about that long. And pile coals up on that.
That's
one.
Her own.
That was the best bread
I bet.
Now, I'm telling you, she just, oh, he could coals, you know, she'd pile them on top of it and that brand on top. And cook
that
it. It would just be the best. Yeah, baked potatoes in it that way.
Yeah, that sounds like a useful kind of thing to have.
Uh-huh. Well, you see, like for say, don't want to
have a fireplace, can you?
Don't have no wood, man, it'll burn.
What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of while you turn it on and off?
Faucet.
Okay. And what do you call the same thing if it's on a barrel?
It's a faucet.
It's a faucet too.
Okay. And what do you call the same thing out in the yard?
Spigot.
Okay. When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what are they put into for you to carry them home?
Paper bag.
Okay. And what do you call a large bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth? 100 pounds of chicken feed or potatoes or something like that.
Sack.
We call it, you know, just sack.
Okay. Let's see. Would you still call it a sack if it was made out of burlap?
Uh-huh. Yes. There's burlap sacks, and then there's what you say, chicken feed and cow feed, such as that. Flour sack. Now that flour comes in in flour sacks, we call that flour sack. And then these other sacks, we just call them a sack.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, there was, been several years ago when they first came to put an out place, that's where we put the big lad to get to and make us a dress.
Sure,
You know, I'm glad to get them to make me a dress out of a pretty print sack.
But a sack is more tightly woven than a burlap sack. Okay, and you call that one a burlap sack.
Well, I always call them gear sacks, you know, front line to come in and what you call burlap.
Uh-huh.
Well, they used to, and
then they got where they put them in white, and we call white sacks, and that was white cloth.
Uh-huh.
But mostly always,
the farmer used to take in white sacks and a lot and make them shirts out of it.
Uh-huh.